Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockenspeth and Greg Pickle here with you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions. Greg Pickle will answer them here. If you don't know by now, if you have the Keystone Sports app, there's an Ask Greg button. You fire off your question, you sign your name to it. The winning question, as determined by Greg, the best question, the one that gets his wheels churning the best, will receive a KSN polo shirt from us. All three of us sitting in the room right now are wearing them, and they're a nice shirt.
They are a darn nice shirt.
They're a darn nice shirt, and
not only that, but they go out in different colors now, right?
They do. What are the blue, gray, maroon? Black ones are coming too. So
the black ones are coming too. Jim's going to get his microphone back on now. He joined us for the Monday show, and now he's back again.
I was just trying to sort of kind of whisper it over to you, but yes, we have the different colors. I've been typically sending the blue ones out, but now that people know, they could ask to see what we have in stock.
Oh, Greg, you did it.
I did it.
Inventory is going to be a huge problem now.
Now we'll have to inventory every color and every size.
Even if you don't have a choice in color, the whole point is you can take 30 seconds, ask a question, we'll answer it, and you get something for free out of it. Like, let's not split hairs too much about it. While you're there, too, we've added a button. If there's something you want to hear us talk a little bit more at length, because sometimes we get, and I'm doing it right now, we don't get to all the questions because we go a little bit long. Is there something deeper that you want to hear us discuss? Not just a 1 minute answer or a 9 minute answer sometimes, as I like to give, but as a whole segment that we go back and forth about. There's a new button on the Keystone Sports app to suggest that as well. So we're willing to listen in all kinds of ways, but for now let's get to the questions themselves.
And you notice the button for the segment idea with the light bulb. Yeah, the light bulb. Get it? Yeah. Getting an idea.
Oh, no, Eli, Jim, you've outdone yourself this time.
Crazy, huh?
You jumping in there just cost somebody an opportunity to win a KSN polo shirt. So I hope you're pleased with yourself.
Come back next week with a question. Okay. And give us a good one.
All right, yeah. We got some good ones this week. And familiar themes, all of them, you know, with all the sporting world shutting down because of the concerns over the coronavirus and all that. This first one comes from Jason from Champaign, Illinois. No verdict yet whether he's related to Tim Beckman or whether he's camped outside of one of the Penn State players' homes trying to recruit him to Illinois. We don't know that right now.
Right.
Jason wants to know, do you have any thoughts on how the shutdown of spring athletic activities will affect the official visit calendar? Is it better now to have later official visits scheduled since those are less likely to be moved or removed? Is the early signing day going to remain the primary signing day, or could delays in visits lead to a more drawn-out recruiting cycle?
That's a great question.
There's a lot of layers here. Yeah.
I mean, I would love to give, you know, specific direct answers to those questions, but we just don't know at this point. You know, the NCAA was asked some of those questions by the guys over at 247 Sports last Friday, and the NCAA was basically like, look, some decisions, like putting a dead period in place, that can happen pretty rapidly, and we don't have to really spend a lot of time thinking about it, but that's not really the case when it comes to all this calendar stuff and everything else. There has to be input. You know, Todd Barry and the Coaches Association will have to be given a seat at the table. All of the coaches, I'm sure, have, you know, there's what, 130 FBS coaches? There's 130 opinions about what's best to do right now. And they'll have to figure out what they can overlap and get done. So my gut reaction is that as things continue to be closed in different parts of the country, at some point everything will just be shut down. And that's going to stop, you know, more than just silly college football. So my gut feeling is that if this, you know, slows us into a halt as a country for months, I don't know if it will. It could be weeks, could be months, could be days. We don't know. And of course, you know, stay tuned to your local, you know, CDC and government and everything else. Don't rely on us for that information.
Oh, God help us all.
My gut says at this point that the February signing day will be making a comeback next year as a more prevalent date on the calendar just because of the number of delays. I mean, let's be honest, you know, the number of delays that take place in this recruiting cycle. We don't know how long that they're going to advise not having gatherings. I mean, let's hope that by August, you know, we're in the clear. But what if we're not? Then we're not going to have a college football season. So
I don't know, man.
There's a lot to figure out.
There are a number of things in question. But let's just look at the way the calendar is now. The dead period runs through April 15th. I don't believe that things are going to get up and running April 15th. I think that's just we're in wait and see mode the whole way through that. Doesn't seem like we're going in that direction. There are a number of kids who are going to want to try to take their visits and get all their information, do all their due diligence before their seasons begin. If their seasons begin, let's put it that way, that might not be possible now. So you're going to have kids who are trying to negotiate academics with their football seasons, with their recruitments. How many of those guys are going to push back their decisions until after their seasons are over because they want to focus on the here and now? So I would tend to agree that the February signing day is coming back. There's a lot we don't know. It's kind of a fine line because if teams aren't able to get up and running right away, April 15th, dead period's over, teams can recruit. If that doesn't happen April 15th, I think there's a pretty fine line between when that does or doesn't happen and how it impacts the season, how it impacts the whole recruiting calendar. You're just going to have to stay tuned. I think all these things could lead to delays.
Right. Yeah. And until we know more about what exactly that means, you'll just have to kind of wait and see. But my guess is that, you know, the second signing day will be more of a thing now than it was the last 2 years just because of the delay that's going on.
Out of necessity. But that's a really good question that gets to, boy, I mean, you think about what's happening with society and the sports world, and you want to talk about the ripple effect that comes from that. There's all kinds of secondary, tertiary effects that one thing can lead to another, and that's just some of the many on the recruiting front. Tony from Reading, here's another good question along the same lines. With classes moving to online instruction for the remainder of the semester, students not allowed on campus and sports team activities suspended, what are the football players allowed to do? Are they still on campus? Are they lifting with the strength staff? Are they allowed to meet and study the new offensive playbook, etc.? Or are they at home until further notice? Probably at home doing some of those things, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? This goes back to the same thing about, lunches for kids that can't go to school and all that. Depending on where you're at, depending on your school district, depending on your family setup and everything else, some kids are going to, you know, have a better chance to stay, you know, trained and everything else. And you know, will they be able to have the home equipment necessary to continue training? Will they be able to find the high school football field? Is it locked? Is it not locked? Can you just go to it and walk out there and start doing wind sprints if you want? You know, everyone's going to have a different take on this, and I'm not going to be surprised if at some point here college football coaches try and get their kids back to campus, and because they can say, well, we have the nutrition bar, we have this, we have that, we'll bring them in groups of 20 and they can come in and get something to eat and work out and then go back to their dorm or apartment or whatever. I don't know if they'll allow that, but at the same time, I do think that it's something that will probably happen sooner rather than later.
And I think all the stuff is the challenge for James Franklin is trying to have some kind of unified, organized approach to getting his guys improving as best they can on a daily basis, and worried about nutrition and sleep schedules and all this stuff as they're scattered around and trying to keep them on track. That's something that he and his staff are going to have to work to get done. Josh from Palm Bay, Florida, with the canceling of spring football practice, can you see the NCAA allowing a longer summer camp? How much do you think missing spring ball will affect the offense?
Yeah, you know, I think that if they give those practice dates back, it will make no difference. I mean, if they give them the time that they're allowed to have in, like, okay, let's just assume, number one, we're on the hypothetical here that by summer camp, everything's going to be back to normal or whatever our new normal is, but that they'll be allowed to practice. So if they say that, okay, we're going to let you have 15 days in July that you would have usually had in April, then that won't impact anything. It's just moving it from April to July, you know. So that, to me, it's a kind of so what thing. But if they don't give those days back, then yeah, any coach or any school with a new offense is going to be, or defense for that matter, is going to be delayed, because you can do so much with showing film of what they did at Minnesota. You can show guys this, that, and the other thing. But until they actually get out there and feel what that's like, it's hard to replace that. So that's what I think that you know, the next step will be, is that if they give those days back, everything will be fine. But if not, it's going to be more of a challenge.
David from Folsom, California. This is something you mentioned, I think, earlier in the week. I wonder if a global pandemic was in Coach Franklin's binder of contingency plans.
Well, say that again?
I wonder if this was in his binder of contingency
plans. Yeah. I thought that's what you said. I just wanted to make sure I understood that right. Yeah, so, I mean, no, it wasn't, but it will be now, right after. So my understanding would be that the last page of that binder is the Michigan State weather emergency plan. And now they'll have to add this World Health pandemic page to it. So, you know, I'm a little bit surprised that Coach Franklin or Sandy Barber haven't come out and sort of made a statement or anything, or just and you know, again, we record this at one time and things are changing so quickly that by the time you listen to this, perhaps they will have done that. So keep that in mind. But you know, I think at some point it'd be good to hear from one of them. Same with Kevin Warren from the Big Ten. I mean, these are the leaders of these leagues and these conferences and these schools, and you know, to not have them on the record at this point is just a little bit bizarre to me. I know that there's a lot of things that are unknown, and if we know anything about James Franklin, it's that he'd prefer to gather all the facts before commenting. But I think at some point, I think, you know, people would probably like to hear from him.
He likes to gather all the facts before commenting. We like to comment as we gather facts.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the whole point. That's kind of the whole purpose of this. Yeah.
Right. Nobody's mastered that better than Greg Pickle, the Google and talk master himself over here. So yeah, it's, and to your point, things are happening. We had a week's worth of, you know, we had about a year's worth of stuff happening in a week last week. Who knows where all this is going next? So I'll take all this with a grain of salt, I guess. And we're just going to have to work our way through recruiting and football seasons. And, you know, I think at this point we're looking at this as with an eye toward, can the 2020 season happen? Like, that's the question I think we need to be viewing all this stuff through. Who had the best question this week?
Oh man, I don't know. It was a good week. I hate to pick one person.
Do you need a recap?
How about the one that I like the one that we started with, the guy that was in Tim Beckman land. That was a good one.
And sorry for saying you're Tim Beckman, but that's Jason from Champaign, Illinois. Just all the layers of
we're
the
supporting the U.S. Postal Service with this pick.
Yeah, so. Next week we want to get somebody from Zimbabwe, preferably that we can mail a shirt to. So Jason, for now, Jason, you'll be hearing from us about a polo shirt. We're going to take a quick break here. Penn State Wrestling, they also had their NCAA championships canceled as well. Jacob Ferriot from the Daily Collegian will join us to talk about the season, the postponement, his experience as a student going through all this. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the Blue-White Spring Game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the Spring Game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.